Boy, this information and news really took everybody by surprise, this international driver's permit
stuff. Well, including us, I have to say. The Florida authorities who we talked to yesterday when we first heard about this admitted that they hadn't publicized it at all. They hadn't really told anybody. They told me at the Motor Vehicle Department, well, we don't really have a budget for publicity and marketing. So we're just lucky we stumbled across it ourselves, frankly.
Do you know whether or not it's being enforced or...
Well, they also were careful to tell us that they wouldn't be putting up any roadblocks. They wouldn't be doing any, as they put it to us, active enforcement of this. I feel a little bit badly for them in the sense that you can't have, you know, law enforcement spokespeople can't tell people to flout a law. So they didn't do that. On the other hand, it was pretty clear in our conversations that they've realized they made a mistake here. They did say, however, that if you're actually in an accident while you're in Florida or otherwise involved in a crime scene, it could be an issue because it is the law, and they don't control all the police in Florida. There's something more than 40 different law enforcement agencies in Florida. They can tell their own state troopers not to actively enforce this, but they can't, they can't enforce that rule, if you will, on everybody else.
No, but I hear what you're saying. If the insurance company wants to look for an out and says you were supposed to have an international permit and you didn't.
Well, we certainly hope that won't be the case. I can say that CAA Insurance won't be doing that on our behalf. And the other piece of information we were able to get from them just late yesterday was that, and not only have they realized they made a mistake in the case of Canada, they promised to try to fix it. The problem is that the Florida legislature doesn't come back until March. It takes them a little while to do things, just like it does our legislators. Our best information is that by the summer, this will no longer be a requirement for Canadians. So it's frustrating, it's awkward, it's irritating.